you know, it's a church event. It's where pastors and leaders come together in the morning.
And hear from evangelist Rodney Howard Brown of Revival Ministries. The morning meetings have not been advertised.
The evening event, which is called Juno Fest, is about the spirit of Christmas and about giving, and about we personally as a ministry have purchased thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars worth of gifts and prizes, and it's about keeping Christ in Christmas.
But the words "keeping Christ in Christmas" did not appear in the advertising until late last week, after many questions to local pastor Sam Dolan and the Tampa ministry. Gagnon said JunoFest advertising did change last week, but said it was typical to modify an advertising message close to an event. Indeed, sometime on Friday, someone taped a JunoFest leaflet to my front door, which stated, "Keeping Christ in Christmas and God Bless America." During the interview, Gagnon, like others we have interviewed about JunoFest, never answered why they hid the purpose of the event. I'd just like to ask one more time, why not put that wonderful message, Christ in Christmas, on the poster and on the radio and out in the open so that people who are donating and people who think they would like to come to this know exactly what it is?
We will tell the Christmas message, but it's not going to be anything like a church event.
But Gagnon never described what JunoFest evening will be like. He apologized to businesses that were not told what type of event they were supporting and said Revival Ministries International has purchased most of the giveaways. Where does the money come from for your ministry?
From donations. Donations from people through our ministry and around the world.
Gagnon reiterated that JunoFest is free to those who attend, but they will be asked to register. He says Revival Ministries has poured thousands of dollars into Juno's economy and is here to be a blessing to a community that is hurting.
Can you imagine we could have picked any city? Sam is a chaplain. Sam, Pastor Sam, is a good friend of the ministry. He told us of the needs in Juno and what was happening, and he rented Centennial Hall out of his own money, out of his own ministry. And we said, you know what, if you're going to do this, we want to come in and be a blessing.
He said most of the Great Awakening events staged across the country include a day of giveaways to a community. In Juno's case, it's six nights. Until mid-Friday afternoon, Revival.com listed Great Awakening Juno with Drs. Rodney and Adonica Howard Brown as Sunday through Friday, beginning at 7 p.m. at Centennial Hall. That listing is no longer apparent, but a search of the website brings up a statement explaining the Great Awakening Tour in Juno. It now notes that Howard Brown will be teaching at morning services. It calls the evening event an indoor outreach with big giveaways. The website states that many people will be materially and spiritually blessed. In Juno, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.